producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, guess who's back from vacay? The Shanester. I know. It's amazing how quickly one can bond in 2 weeks, huh? And then,
yeah.
Then abandon.
Yeah, right, right.
So you had a great time, huh?
I did, yeah. It was nice to have a little break. I hadn't had a break here at the network for quite some time.
For two weeks.
Yeah, right.
That was just me. See, folks, I wear them out. I wear them out. You just go through, you know. Listen, before we'll talk with Shane more about his travels, and I have a great story to tell you, but Sally called first, and we don't keep callers waiting around here any more than we absolutely have to. So, Sally, let me say hello to you. Happy week, and how about I help you?
Hey, Dr. Joy. I'm so glad you're still on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
You moved. But I still have you on podcast, so I'm happy.
Sally, are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, that's however you are right now is good, so just speak at me.
Oh, okay.
Much better. No, whatever you're doing now is good.
Okay, good. I will stay in the same spot.
Good plan.
I just wanted to ask you, I've called you before, about my mom who's in assisted living.
Okay.
I used to be on an anti-anxiety, and I think I dealt with it better when I did, but I'm not, and I don't want to go back on one. But I feel like I'm just so consumed with her guilt trips and all that I'm just trying to let go, and that's what
okay.
would like to suggest.
How old is mom?
76.
Okay. Give me an example of a guilt trip that she attempts to lay upon you.
Well, last night someone did not do the thing they should be doing, and I was nice to them. And she said, why were you so nice to them? And I said, well, I'm going to talk to her boss about it. But, you know, it's just...
Okay, well, wait a minute.
Back me up.
So what was the person supposed to do that they didn't do?
Well, she... I say this on air. She just left her.
Okay.
In a spot where a family member should not find her.
Okay, so your mom was right. So your mom was right here.
Oh, she absolutely was right. And, you know, I told her that you should not leave her this way and all that.
Okay.
But I've felt that if I'm an absolute jerk about it, there's no point in it.
So did you say that to your mom?
Yes.
Okay, and what did mom say?
She was still mad.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, this seems to me not so much a guilt trip as much, I mean, I'm not sure where the guilt would be other than the fact that somebody isn't taking as good a care of your mom as you'd like. But it sounds, I mean, good for mom for being, you know, furious rather than saddened by it. So I think it doesn't sound to me anybody said anything wrong. Let me just suggest a slightly different way of dealing with your mom because I'm sure that similar issues has come up before. What your mom is saying is really, whose side are you on? Okay.
Yeah.
And I think you could have made it a bit clearer to your mother that you are absolutely on her side, that she is absolutely correct. But then I would add, Mom, remember when you told me that you catch more bees with honey than with vinegar? I just decided that I didn't want her taking it out on you when I wasn't here, so I just thought, and you're probably righter than I am. She may be a bully, and she may respond better to anger than sweetness. But I just thought when in doubt, I might as well try sweet first. Then I always had anger. In other words, just talk with your mom a little bit more about what's going on for her, because what she was saying, I think, is a couple things. One of which is whose side are you on, but more globally, more fundamentally, she's saying attention must be paid. how come you would take this stranger over me? And that's not really what she means, because she knows that that isn't the case. But she's cranky, and she's probably not feeling very well, and somebody had just been disrespectful to her. When you, it was the healthcare worker. So right. What your mom is saying is kind of like, remember when you were a teenager and dating, and somebody dissed you, and you wanted your boyfriend to stand up for you, and what you understood was that that wasn't really appropriate. You got to stand up for yourself, but it didn't change the feeling that if you loved me, you'd stand up for me, and that's what she was feeling. I don't think this is about guilt. I think it's about you and your mom negotiating with one another and just talking with one another rather than being dismissive of one another. Because, and clearly you have different styles, it's not surprising then when a mother's first response is anger that a daughter's first response will be charm. And if you have kids, their first response will be anger because you're charming. So, and your grandchildren's will be charm because your kids are angry. I mean, it's just the way of the world. But, you know, I don't know what there would be to feel guilty about here. Maybe feeling frustrated in the mom's getting older, or maybe frustrated in that it's hard to get good health care, or frustrated in that mom and I really don't, you know, we have such different personalities. But I don't know where the guilt would come. Can you clarify that for me a little bit?
It's that she periodically says, why don't you move me in with you?
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
That seems to me to be the issue, much more than,
oh, yeah,
than the other. Well, then let's talk about that. Doesn't do any good to talk about things that are irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what's the issue about not being able to live with her? Other than you'd kill each other.
Exactly. We would kill each other. I would never be able to focus on my kids. If I didn't have someone come in, I would be stuck at home for 24 hours because she needs 24 hours care. And my husband would leave me.
How often do you see your mom?
The easiest person.
Hmm? How often do you see your mom?
4 evenings a week, and that makes it hard on my marriage anyway.
How far away from you does your mom live?
15 minutes.
Do you work during the day?
No, I just homeschool my kids.
How old are your kids?
13, 11, and almost 9.
So they're in school. So why don't you go see your mom during the day?
No, I homeschool them.
You homeschool them. Well, Sally, maybe, you know, maybe it's time to sort of think about, you know, that there may be a better balance, especially as kids get to high school, or even that your kids go over with you. That's part of the project on, you know, a couple times a week during the day that they go over and deal with grandma and maybe deal with other people at the nursing home. Maybe that's part of the homeschooling experience.
And it is. They do come over and they do get a lot of experience with that. But she gets lonely in the evening, and that's why she wants me there in the evening.
So I didn't hear about why evening is...
Oh, I'm sorry. The reason you're going in the evening is because she gets lonely then. So she has quite a hold over me, and I've even been told by a counselor that I'm codependent. And I wish I could, but I don't know how.
Well, but I'm trying to give you ways how, and you're kind of resisting me. I mean,
does not want during the day. She wants in the evening.
Well, then maybe one of the things that you do is you and your husband plan. I mean, with a 15-minute commute, it sounds to me, I mean, it sounds like she's in a different state. That maybe, and when you're home with the kids all during the day, maybe what you do is have an early dinner with your husband. The two of you go and see mom for a little bit. He, you know, one day a week he goes to play poker or something. I mean, Sally, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate, but you've got, you know, you've got resources, you've got time, you've got, I mean, so figure out what would work better. But the issue isn't your mom. I mean, your mom had a perfectly legitimate point. What you're saying is I can't make everybody happy all the time, which is true.
Right.
I'm putting you on hold for a minute. Think about, you've got your husband, you've got 3 kids, you've got a mom, and you've got you. Think about a different way of thinking about those responsibilities that might give you more pleasure and less anxiety. Because I think you're literally making yourself anxious, and you don't have to be. think about it for a minute, and we'll see what we can do about your scheduling when we return, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Sally. Stephanie, I'll get to you in just a moment or so. We're talking with Sally, who's got a mom in assisted living who was not very happy with her, a husband who feels like, what about me, three kids that she's homeschooling, and and a prescription for anti-anxieties that she's trying to stay away from. And I agree with you. I don't think that's the response that you want. So let's tell me about the homeschooling. How does that work in terms of scheduling for your three kids?
Oh, it's great. Actually, they have become more and more independent. The two older ones have a computer curriculum. We also go to a school on Thursdays where they're with 150 other kids. So, I mean,
great.
It's not like it's in the, you know.
Okay. So it's not isolated. All right. So what happens on Thursday with the nine-year-old?
Oh, they go too. I mean, she goes too.
All three of the kids go on Thursdays.
Yeah, actually, we're all together. I have to be there too. I'm in charge of one of the preschool classes. So,
why?
So, well, because it's a co-op.
Do you have to be there every Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not all day. I mean, that's not an issue. Like I said, the issue is my mother gets lonely at night.
Yes and no. I mean, look, if what you're trying to do, Sally, is you're going to have to, you can do it one of two ways. You can either be Sally the Martyr, at which point, you know, martyrdom looks really great on vellum. It is a pain in the neck to live with. And whether you're on any anxieties or anything else, it's not going to be much fun. It's not going to be much fun for the people around you because you're going to be whining. It's not going to be much fun for you because you're going to feel anxious. And it doesn't really accomplish anything. So one of the things to do is say, okay, look, I am a blessed woman. I have three kids. I have a husband who loves me. I have a mother who's relatively healthy. But, you know, I need to figure out a better way of doing things. And part of it is carving out some time for you. Part of it is, for example, even though you're there four nights a week, maybe going and having lunch with your mom one day a week would make her happier and you happier. And it puts a little variety into things. Maybe getting her involved in maybe taking your mom and the kids and your husband to a movie one night a week so everybody can go to different movies if they want to. I mean, there are ways to do this. What you have to do is begin looking at alternatives that don't require you being the doormat and then being unhappy about it, because I think that's the position you put yourself into, is no matter what you're doing, you're always focused on what you're not doing. And that's a prescription for real misery for no particular payoff. I mean, it doesn't sound, nobody's on dialysis. You're not sort of so over your head in debt that everybody's working four jobs. I mean, I'm not suggesting that life is easy. I'm suggesting that there's really not a huge problem here once you decide to stop being at everybody's beck and call and then being furious about it. So figure out what will work better. And it may be that you and your husband have a date night, and that one night a week that he goes over and plays chess with one of the guys at assisted living, and you spend some time with your mom, and then you take him out dancing or something. It may mean, I mean, there are lots of alternatives here. Just begin looking for them. You really have not a bad situation here, except that your approach to it is just destined to make you unhappy. And everybody else either treats you like a doormat or treats you like a pain in the neck or some horrible combination of the two, and I think that's where you've gotten yourself.
Okay.
All right. So begin thinking about, okay, I need one day for me, one day to make, and look, as you know, I mean, making your husband happy is probably the easiest thing to do, because all you have to do is take him out occasionally and nibble his ear occasionally and make a pot roast occasionally. I mean, and he just wants to feel like he's not, you know, he's not the bottom of the totem pole here. With your mom, it may be just as much getting her, taking her out for something. Is she mobile?
No. And that's the thing. My sister is able to get her in her car, but I can't get her in my car.
Well, then borrow your sister's car and the two of you take her out together. I mean, Sally, these are manageable issues once you decide that they're manageable. What you've decided is every problem is an obstacle. And it's not. You're going to have to just take a deep breath and decide things are basically fine. And I just have to enjoy them more. I have to have more fun at it. I have to think of some things that would make me happy. That maybe, you know, instead of spending time, maybe you go get manicure, pedicure. Maybe you say to your sister, look, if we all take mom out, we'll do manicure, pedicure today. and, you know, I'll take you over on Thursday or something. I mean, begin looking for things that are fun to do that make you happier. And maybe, you know, that instead of doing preschool every, which is going to be another stress, maybe you trade off with somebody, or maybe you take Friday afternoons and the kids go and do a, you know, a 4-H project and you go take a bubble bath. Begin looking for ways to make things good, not bad. I mean, I swear to you, try it for a week. Try thinking only good thoughts for a week and see if everything doesn't change, because it will.
Okay, I will then.
All right? And you've got three kids, who all of whom are, as you point out, getting more and more self-reliant, which means they can do more and more things to help. And don't spend a whole lot of time vacuuming.
Oh, I don't.
Good.
All right. Much to my husband's dismay.
Well, so you know, that one of the things to do is vacuum, you know, when he's feeling a little cranky. So do some getting all the kids to say, all right, you know, dad wants a clean house. Whoever gets the chores done first gets to pick the pizza for dinner.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sally. Look, folks, attitude is everything. You really can. You really can change everything by just saying, okay, how to make this good. And getting the kids involved. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Steph.
First of all, I want to say my mom absolutely loves you and asked me to call in, and I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay.
I have been with my husband. We've dated for 13 years, and we'll be coming up on 9 years of marriage this week.
Happy
anniversary. We have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and needless to say, our marriage has not been a piece of cake. We started out our relationship long distance. He was living in Chicago, and I was living here in Minnesota, and then I moved to Chicago to be with him. And after a few years in Chicago, we came back, and we got engaged while living in Chicago, and definitely had our ups and downs and our arguments, and they were pretty nasty arguments, needless to say. And unfortunately, we couldn't, you know, see. We went to some therapy sessions and stuff, but that just, you know, we just kind of kept going, and then came back, moved back here to Minnesota, and needless to say, had, you know, 2 children and a dog and all the life stressors that come along with moving on in your marriage and just having constant arguments, mostly about finances. He is okay. A saver to the T, like does this checkbook constantly, knows down to the cent, and I am a spender, never managing my checkbook, never really knowing what I have in my account. And with that, in my professional career, it hasn't been all so easy either. I'm a teacher that kept getting cut, so I wasn't always a guaranteed salary and sometimes subbing, and I was home with my kids for a little bit. So that was kind of a difficult thing because I got to a point where I felt like I was in this parent-child relationship with him because
all right, let me stop you for just a second, and we'll pick it up in just a couple of minutes, all right? Hang on. This is Recess, and I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true what he says. I'm here to help you in any way I can. We're talking with Stephanie, who's been with her sweet baboo for a long time. They have two kids. They have completely different approaches toward money, and that most of their arguments have been about money. So, Stephanie, where you said that you're a teacher, and so...
So I'm a teacher, and I kept getting cut, and it's been this, like, parent-child relationship with money, me asking him, and long story short, we have horrible arguments. We fight awfully, especially in front of our children, which my mom has said numerous times that it's just killing my six-year-old daughter.
No, it's not killing her. It may give her an ulcer, but it's not going to kill her.
It's really, like, bothering her.
Yeah.
And this past year, I really struggled with a lot of stuff going on. We sold our home. We lived with my in-laws for 8 months, which was a lot of stress and pressure, you know, raising two kids and having a dog and everything, living under their roof and taking the time to find the house that was right for us. And so I started going to therapy, and being that our marriage was really struggling, I asked my husband to go to therapy with me, and he didn't want to. I'm a product of therapy. I grew up going to therapy. We did family counseling, and he just kind of said no. He finally came once and kind of sat with his arms folded the entire time, and just the therapist kind of said, you know what, it's not worth it. Let's continue to work on you. And here I am. I'm going through this. Our marriage isn't getting any better. I'm really struggling and pondering day upon day, like, is this marriage worth it? What am I supposed to do? And everybody keeps telling me that I need to give it the benefit of the doubt, that it's going to mess up my kids for us to get divorced, but yet my husband will not go to therapy.
All right.
And I don't know what to do. I really don't know. I can only go so far with working on myself.
True.
But then what do I do about the marriage?
Okay. Well, let me just, this is maybe a sidebar and may seem kind of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, but I think
yep.
for the long run, it's because, look, whether the two of you are together or divorced, you're still going to have money issues because you're still going to have the kids, which means you have hostages. And let me just suggest something going forward for every couple, but certainly ones, because it's inevitable that a spender will be attracted to a saver. Because when the two of you were dating, you thought it was really sexy that he was so careful about money, and he thought you were adorable because you would get him lavish things and do surprises. And then the two of you, 10 years later, are aggravating daylights out of each other. But there's a way
I'm
of dealing.
And I'm a spender, so
yeah, exactly.
Care less.
Well, but it drives him crazy. So
yeah,
and it drives you crazy because he then is the one who has the money, and then you have to ask him for it. So it's
yeah,
both of your problems.
That.
So one of the ways of dealing with that you don't pool your money is the bottom line, because pooling the money requires the two of you have a consistent and shared philosophy, and you don't.
Nope.
So, for example, if you want to be a spendthrift with your percentage of, well, first of all, you can't be a spendthrift with your percentage of the rent, because the rent has to be paid. But you'll have some, presumably, with any luck at all, you'll have some money, even during the tough times, because maybe you'll have to learn to save, because if you don't want to go and ask him for money when you do have an income, maybe you don't spend it all. So, because you're reminding yourself that, you know, I don't really like asking him for money, and if I spend it all when I have it, then when I lose my job, then I have to ask him, and I don't want to do that, so maybe I need to, you know, and I don't have to save it in the kids' college education. Maybe I put it in my shoe fund, but if I don't want to ask him for money, I gotta, and there's no money coming in, there has to be money from someplace, so maybe I need to start saving it. And that's not because he's a saver, it's because the consequences of not saving are uncomfortable for you. So, but that's for, and if you guys haven't talked about that in therapy, you're wasting your time and your money in therapy. Because regardless of what happens about this marriage, that's something that, because you say that you feel like a little girl asking him for money, but you're acting like a little girl, but daddy will save me. So,
and I think that he thinks that all of our issues are the root of money, because
they're not, but
finances.
Well, but by you not taking responsibility for money and for saving and for your, then you're making, you're just, the way to prove that an issue isn't the issue is you take it off the table. One of the ways of taking it off the table is you deal with it, and you're not dealing with it. So he's not going to be convinced, because it can't be taken out. If you said to him, I will not ask you for any more money, then what we will do is we will take, when I have an income, we will sit and we'll figure out what all the expenses are, and we'll even figure out that we'll amortize my salary over 12 months rather than 8, and we'll take into account whatever last year's income was, and I will pay, and then we'll figure out how much you made, and I will pay whatever my percentage of the rent is, and I will pay it. And the first month I don't pay it, I mean, he's not going to evict you, but that you take that responsibility, because then you've removed it from the table. Until you do that, he'll believe it.
It's just so hard, too, because he makes five times. I mean, I'm collecting unemployment right now. I'm
Stephanie, I get it. That's why I said a percentage.
Okay.
Okay. You don't pay the same. If he makes 10 times what you make, then you divide all the expenses into 11.
Okay.
And you pay 1/11. But you're, I mean, what you're doing is you're wanting it both ways, kiddo, and you can't have it both ways, and that's why he believes it's all about money. He knows it's not all about money. It's all about you doing whatever you want to do, and he has to pick up the pieces. And that's what's
exactly
irritating
what he
him.
Says.
Well, but Stephanie, look, I'm not on anybody's side. I've been talking with you for 5 minutes. If I can figure that out, maybe there's a truth to it. And I'm not on anybody's side. You're my concern at this moment because you're the one I'm talking to. And what I'm telling you is you're exacerbating it. And he will believe it as long as you act it out, and you were acting it out. So stop acting it out. Go to him and say, here's the deal. I mean, because you can't take an issue off the table until it's been neutralized, and it's not neutralized. So saying to him, here's the deal. From now on, I'm going to, you know, that my unemployment counts toward the family income. You make 10 times what I make, even on unemployment. So for right now, I will pay 1/11th of the mortgage, the electrical. I don't know what you guys do about cars. And if anything that I have left over, I get to spend or I get to save. And I will not ask you for money. Other than, and you know, food you're going to have to negotiate. But saying, I'm going to be more responsible about even the money I have coming in now, even though it's not very much. And then when I get a job, then I will adjust upward. So instead of making 10 times what I make, maybe you make 4 times what I make. And I will adjust, and I will pay a larger percentage of whatever the household expenses are. Because then you've got some basis for saying to him, okay, now let's negotiate something else. Because the most important issue as far as he's concerned is that you make him responsible for everything. Once you don't do that...
How do I get him to go to therapy?
Well,
because
that's what
kind
I
of my next
Stephanie.
Sentence, I'm really struggling.
Stephanie, that's kind of exactly where I'm going.
Okay.
Which is until you take some responsibility for something, he's saying, "Why should I go to therapy with her? All she's going to do is dump on me. All they're both going to do is say that I'm wrong, and I'm already having to pick up. I'm going to have to pay for therapy, so I'm going to have to pay for these two women to dump on me." He's not going to do it. There's no reason for him to do it. Once you say, "Look, for the next 2 months, I will take responsibility for money. You and I will pay the bills together. I will pay even for my unemployment. I'm not going to buy myself any, you know, whatever. I'm going to show you my book. You don't have to show him your books. You have to keep books so that you know where every cent has gone. You will not ask him for money for anything, and see what happens. Because then that any kind of deal making is giving up something for something that we hold valuable. We give a little to get a little. You're not giving anything, so he's not going to give you anything. And I'm sure your sex life has gone to hell in a handbasket. And you saying, it bothers our kid, just so he's going to say, so stop yelling. I mean, you've got nothing to bargain with at this moment, Stephanie, because you put him in a role of being daddy and then get mad at him. There's nothing for him to do at this moment, and I'm sure he's just as unhappy in this marriage as you are.
He's miserable. He's miserable in our marriage. He's miserable at his job. We bought a large home where something's
wrong. Why did we buy a large... That was one of the things that sort of got my attention to begin with. Why did you buy a large home if you have money problems? Whose idea was that?
We loved this house, and we decided we wanted to stretch ourselves. We had some help. And we opted to do it. It was getting to the point where it was awful living with my in-laws. We were there for 8 months, and this is the house that we fell in love with and said, can we do it? Yes. But there's been some expenses that came up that we didn't plan on accruing in terms of the swimming pool and our deck.
Stephanie,
and
you guys, Stephanie, it sounds like the two of you are kind of the American nightmare about credit. I mean, that you're doing all sorts of things without thinking about consequences. And anybody knows when you buy a house that everything always costs more than you thought it was going to. It takes more. I think the formula is it will take twice as long and cost three times as much. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this. I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm saying, look, if you want to save your marriage, that your therapy should be focused on how you can take more responsibility financially, because that's going to be the cornerstone. He's not going to negotiate with you until that's done. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
facebook.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Stephanie, who's got a marriage that is certainly being stressed right now. Have you guys moved into the big fancy house yet?
Yes, we moved in December, and that did alleviate a little bit, but we're still fighting, you know, especially now because I'm not working. I'm staying home. I tried to cut back on my younger ones' daycare only for him to go for just a few hours a day for social interaction. I go to the gym every morning to try to just, like, mentally get myself better so I'm not going to Target every day and spending or going to the mall and spending. But, I mean, he is, my husband is constantly fighting with me. He does it. He yells at me in front of the kids. We tried to have a family outing on Saturday to go to the apple orchard and do some stuff. Yelled at me in the car. Yells at me in front of the kids. I mean, there's constant.
Well, Stephanie, he's a yeller. You've known that. You've known him for 20 years. He's a yeller. So
I mean, I'm a yeller too. I
all right. So
things,
so but
I'm
it's
a fighter
look,
too.
Stephanie. You've got financial problems. Instead of going to the gym when your kid's in daycare, why don't you get a part-time job?
I'm substitute teaching. If that's more than getting a part-time job and getting, you know, $10 an hour, I make more doing substitute teaching.
How often do you substitute teach?
A couple times a week.
Okay. Then maybe there's something else to do. Look, you need the money. You need, look, Stephanie, for just a moment, put yourself in your husband's shoes. He goes to work every day. It sounds like a job he doesn't not particularly crazy about. He's got a huge mortgage.
Yeah.
And he has a wife that's sort of eating bonbons from his point of view. And the likelihood of him saying, yeah, let's go into therapy and work on this marriage, he's trying to keep his head above water. You're not, and you hear me all the time say that the perception of reality is as important as reality. The perception that he has is you don't care about him, you don't care about his what he's worried about, you don't care about the fact that he stays awake night trying to figure out how to pay the bills, that you get to do whatever you want to do, and he has to support
the
family.
That's exactly how he feels. He says it to me all the time.
Stephanie, that's how you need to understand. I mean, whether you're divorced from this guy or not, you're still going to be co-parenting those kids. And your approach to money means you're going to be waiting for his child support every month. So divorce isn't, I mean, I'm not suggesting you stay married or not stay married. I'm saying divorcing him isn't going to solve any of your problems. You're still acting like you're 15-year-old rebellious teenager who could do whatever she wants. You're not. And if you're going to be a single parent, you're going to have more financial responsibilities, not less. So instead of sacrificing a marriage and then thinking, oh, my goodness, that was a mistake, why don't you sort of decide that a three-year-old, as you point out, especially a baby three-year-old, the youngest kid, is certainly ready to be socialized, and maybe you need to find something that's more reliable than substitute teaching or that has some additional kinds of things, or maybe you watch other people's kids. Or, you know, do something so that...
I had asked him, Dr. Joy, at the beginning of the year, do you want me to get a full-time job? And he knows with the flexibility that I've had the last couple of years, you know, last year I only worked part-time as a teacher, but I got a salary. And being that our son is in a religious daycare and it's closed a lot for different holidays and our daughter is in first grade and she gets off the bus.
Stephanie, he's not your daddy.
He said, I want you to work part-time. Find something to do part-time. That's very hard to find within daycare and school hours.
Well, Stephanie, he's not your daddy. What do you want?
I like being part-time. At this point, I didn't want the stress and all the extra work of having my own classroom. I've kind of enjoyed having this time with my son, my younger one, being that he's our last. And
did understand.
And my daughter off the bus and
but
all that.
Stephanie, he's paying for that.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it's not anything. If he said to you, Stephanie, look, you've had for the last couple of years, you haven't been able to do everything you want, whatever you want. You can work out, you can shop, you can take kid off the bus, you can sleep late, you can talk to your friends. I want to do that. I don't like my job. I want to go back to school, or I want to be the house dad. You need to find a full time job. You wouldn't do it.
No, but there's also, I kind
what
of
does no but
being
mean?
A stay-at-home mom is kind of a job, too. I'm vacuuming.
What is,
laundry,
what's the
I'm
difference between being a stay-at-home
dinner.
Mom and a stay-at-home dad?
Nothing. Absolutely
Stephanie,
nothing.
Listen, you're not thinking about this. You're an obviously intelligent woman who's sticking your head in your sand. And whether it costs you your marriage or not, and it very likely will, just because at some point, first of all, you've got two more years, and then the argument's not going to hold. And if you get pregnant again, I think you have to look very seriously at what you're really doing here. You're
I'm
not taking
not having kids. No more kids.
Okay, good. Not good, but good because it, you know, it just complicates your situation. You're refusing to look at it from his point of view. And the only way that human beings can ever learn to compromise is seeing what it feels like for somebody else. And you're not willing to do that.
So how do I do that without having him join me in counseling and having us see each other's point of view?
You're not giving him anything he wants in this marriage right now.
Okay. So how am I
Stephanie, I've just spent about 20 minutes going through chapter and verse about the money part of it, which is clearly a place to start.
Well, that's certainly something, but there's other things.
Yes, there are. Tell me some other things that he wants from you that he's not getting.
He wants me to help out with housework. He says I do all the things within the house that I don't pay attention to anything outside of the walls. So yard work, the pool.
Okay.
You know, paying attention to that stuff. But then he'll get pissed because we'll leave the kids in the house while I help them and they start fighting. So somebody has to be in here to kind of monitor the kids. I don't want to pop them in front of the TV.
No. Well, the kids can come outside and help. I mean, Stephanie, you have to stop seeing the world in terms of black and white in which you're the heroine and everybody else is the bad guys. Of course, look, if he's working outside the home and you're saying, I want to stay home and I want to be able to run my life in a leisurely way, then why wouldn't you cut the lawn and clean the pool? And you can have the kids sitting in lawn chairs. You can have them helping. I mean, certainly between kids bopping each other and plunked in front of a television set are an awful lot of alternatives. You're a smart woman who's pretending you're not. You're going to have to stop doing that. First of all, regardless of whether it does, it won't help your marriage, but it won't help your life. At some point, kiddo, you've got to look and see what responsibility you're willing to take as an adult in a marriage. Marriage is not a relationship of parent and child. It's a relationship of two adults. And it certainly hasn't been historically. But basically, in this evolution, in this country, it is. And you're wanting to have it both ways. You're wanting to be able to be completely dependent and silly little me, I don't want to bother my head about it when it serves you. And when it doesn't, you say, well, you have to come into counseling because you're not making me happy. Can't do it both ways. You can do one or the other, but you can't do both. And it's not only that it's going to cost you your marriage, because there's nothing in it for him in this moment. But there's a part of you that needs to sort of feel like, you know, I'm a grown up. I'm doing my part. I'm doing what's fair. I'm a reasonable person. That's where you need to start. What's fair? What's reasonable? If the roles were reversed, because you wouldn't tolerate it from him. You really wouldn't. And deciding that because somebody has blue booties and somebody has pink should change everything is not worthy of you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.